just over here the start of the Malbim, just how they saw the Makis as different messages, units, etc. It's always at the bottom left of the page. Hamakos nechlechu legimach storim. Question: Omar, Yehuda, you listen behem simanim the tzachadash bechav. So we already see that Yehuda says that there was three different sets. Makakornashim makas becharis. Who's going to storm? The truth is, makas becharis was really a different function. That was really one. That wasn't part of the seder bechav. Ki tachlisa he hayosh yishalach yisrael. Was this about the shalchem? So everything up to Machas Bechoros really wasn't to send Klaisel away. How do I know? Klaisel didn't leave.
Right.
So we have to assume that the real function of it wasn't to send Klaisel away, because had it been, Klaisel would have been sent away. Whereas Machas Bechoros, its function was to send Klaisel away. How do we know? Because it sent Klaisel away. So it comes out, if you look at it, really it's 9 and 1. 9 of them have the same talk, have their purpose, and the one is its purpose of sending Klai Yisrael away. So let's look at the 9. Avtesh Rakshan is Lohoya Tachlitz Mashalach Yisrael, Keshem Chizik is Liba Vishloya Vilashachim. Rasham says, I'm not going to let you send them, so it can't be the purpose. Rakhoy Tachlitz Lohidil Choloilam Shiesh Eloka. The purpose was lessons. First lesson is the Rasham is this. He's in control and knows. And he's has unlimited power. So there's three things. There's a eloka over the world that has power over everything, right? Number one. Number two, the Rasham has perfect control. And number three, the Rasham has unlimited power, nothing can stop. Okay. So there's three lessons. We call Seder Bo Shtei Makas Basra, and Makas Shishis Hoyisa Beloy Hasra. And in each one, the Tzach Adash Bechav. So Dam, there was warning. So Deya, there was warning. Kidim, there was no warning. Orav, there was warning. Deborah, there was warning. Shkin, there was no warning. Bora Arbe Chershach. There's the same order. Okay. Now, the Boa Seder Rishon Datzach, the first set, Dam Tzodei Kinnim, Levar Mitzias Hashem, has come to teach you that the Rishon exists. Kamasha Omar, Mazayis Teda, Kenny Hashem, you said me Hashem, Mishra Hashem, Mabakarloi. Well, the answer is, Ani Hashem, who's Hashem? I'm Hashem. Versus, you know that I exist. Well, is that Boa Shtei Makas Basra? Okay, so the Rishon gave him the first Maka, the second Maka. And he refused to then the third one. He did not deserve Asra. He came out of Asra. So what was the third one for? Between Dam and Tzardaya, we saw Kadosh Baruch exists. But that which he chose to be Machbet Liboy, that itself deserves a punishment. So there's no warning for the third one. So now he added not Kini Hashem, but Kini Hashem Bekarev Oritz, because it says that there was a clear Havchono, the Oriv, the animals roamed, when they got to Goshen, they stopped. So, animals roam. Like, so all of a sudden you have this like invisible wall that no animal roamed into Goshen. So you see, Bereshim has perfect control in this world itself. He's Mashkiach. He's in control. So that was the purpose of the second set. V'achashin is kaim z'ayirshay edim bo machashkin b'lo yasrua. So now, the same thing happened by Deborah. The pasuk stresses that the behemoths of Klaisa weren't affected. You had this tremendous play going on. Didn't affect the behemoths of Klai Yisrael. So there was already two Makas which taught that lesson. Par refused by both of them. Fine. The third one comes without Asro. That's an oinish for not listening. Being Makhul Libay. Makhul is Kamez Aishay Ein and Bo Makhul Shkin Bele Asro. Kiloi Bolivar Dover Rakhul Kursi Makhul Bizoin Derech Oinish. Now, Bechain Shtei Makhul Shal Shera Shlishi Bo Basro. Bo Vala Shubal Yechelus Kain Main Kamayu. the introduction to the to Borod, Kamashama Makas Borod, which is the Hasrobe, it says Bavorteda ki ain kamani bakaloritz, that there's nothing like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the lesson of the third set. The first set is that Hashem exists, the second set is that Hashem is Mashkiach, and the third, there's no power. That's why it stresses by Borod and by Arba that these were things which never happened before. The Kefila Seida Piliployim, or there was Arba, there was never such an Arba before, never such an Arba will be again. There's nothing like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. This is unique in the annals of history to stress that there's nothing like it. There's no power which withstands it. So what's the answer? There's a Rishoyim b'Choshech Yidam. Rishoyim deserve to be in Choshech. V'achash nisbaru shlosh ikrim ho'el. So now we've clarified Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem b'kerev oretz. Ein kamoni b'chol oretz. Everything's been clear. Then, bo makas b'cheres, l'choy v'shi yishalach azom. Now makas b'cheres comes to send Klal Yisrael away. Now, oi teda. Okay, the first hasros took place. The first in each one, there was two with hasra, one without. In the hasros, the first hasra took place by the yor. The yor was their god. There. The Moshe Rabbeinu was sent to warn him over there. Next, you're there with you're communing with your God. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring this makas to you. That's what he came to warn him. But Tavoloshin Hisyatzus, he says, "Say that they were stand up." We're coming to deny your right to be considered a God. You're not God. It's coming to stand up against them. It says, "Go." There he went to his house. Didn't say anything about in the morning. This way, not only would Paro know about the warning, everybody knows about the warning. So, Borod is a private hasrobe to Moshe and Paro. Bo al Paro, Arba, so the Sarim say, "Don't you get it already?" The Sarim not get mixed up, because the Sarim are there by the second, by Arba. They're not there by Bora. Okay? The third, another set of differences is that the Tzach was done on Yedei Aaron. Said Hashem Nasal Yedei Hashem Levad, Chuzimach Hashkin, Hashem Nasal Yedei Moshe Aaron. Said Hashem Nasal Yedei Moshe. Okay, so those are the introductions. Let's go through them individually. The post says, "Kaved le Paro." So the Bereshim says to Moshe, "You know the Kaved le Paro. Paro's heart is hard." That's what it was in general. Didn't say send them away. It says, Mershon, I'm bringing them. Didn't say anything, if you send them, you're not in the zone. Didn't say anything about that. After dying, lo hiko b'shum haka lo yal asura ki yashu b'libah the gozim lo yobid. Right now, the warning doesn't mean anything. I understand the warning doesn't mean anything to him because how does he know that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to follow through? Even though he warned him that. Didn't say if you send away, it's not going to happen. He says, you're refusing. I'm bringing this makkah. That's how it was said. It wasn't said with any conditions. Okay. Let's get down to the bottom of that column. The purpose of the first Seder, the first set, was to Mevar Ani Hashem. Mevar is denying that. But Yarmer, he says, Hashem doesn't exist. Okay. Okay. So the Dafka the Maka was on. We started with their God. Says no, he's not God. I'm Hashem. Okay. Now, we have Hashem and Moshe. Bracket it down right there. In the warning, he said, "Tell Paro that we're going to hit the yar." In the actual Maisa, he stretched out to tell him, "Mitzrayim al narasam al yorehem," right, everything. So what happened? What changed? Ki el hamoifes levar mitzias Hashem lo hiru tzark rak hakos hayor shuel haparo lo yesamemish lo yichzol hemelus. They only consider the Nile as a god. So if there was Mimak of the Nile, you see that he's not God, and because Baruch is Hashem. And when Shabbat the day Maisa, wrote Hashem, Shehir boy gam oynish le Mitzrayim, shalom hoya le mayim lishtais. If besides the Hakor, to undermine the Yor, that he's not God, there was simultaneously this idea that Mitzrayim shall have nothing to drink. Well, if you only hit the Yor, there's nothing to drink. There's other water sources.
The same thing with the kinim. Once kinim came, then how would they try to get more kinim?
Okay, that's a good question.
What's his question?
Hold the question, okay?
Okay.
His point over here wasn't so much how would they end up with that. His point was, if the original Makkah was only on the Yor, which that was the Sok, because the purpose is to prove that the Nile is not a god, you could accomplish that alone just with the Nile. But that Mitzrayim had what to drink is fine. But once it comes it comes also in the form of a Einish, they didn't want to drink, fine. Then explains the Yor, etc., etc. So it wasn't like Mitzrayim didn't deserve a little bit extra. So they got it. I just want to point out one thing before we. So if you think about it, I think I pointed this out when I spoke on the shul before Pesach. There's some holding to the Medrash how long the Makkah lasted. The Rashi brings the opinion which says that the Makkah lasted for a week. So 3 weeks, Moshe Rabbeinu was warning Paro, 1 week, then the Makkah lasted for 1 week. There's another opinion that the Medrash holds the opposite. That the Hasra was for a week and the Makkah was for 3 weeks. Okay? Now, wherever you go, if you go 1 week, if you go 3 weeks, for sure. Right? They didn't water for 3 weeks. So the matter says they bought water. So if you're a rich Mitzri, you buy water for yourself, for your wife, for your kids, for all the animals. You know, animals don't live for 3 weeks without water. So there's dead animals all over the place. Right? And the poor Mitzriim, they asked for tzedaka from the rich Mitzriim, and the rich Mitzriim said, "Don't drop dead." I mean, they couldn't care less. You know, they weren't into tzedaka. So you had dead people all over the place. I mean, literally, they couldn't afford to buy water. So what's supposed to happen? They died. Okay, so now, there's no animals working. You're not irrigating the fields. There's no water. So there's nothing growing for. There's no food. The animals are dying. People are dying in the streets.
It's like a drought.
You play with the kids and you make like red water and a better picture would be take a picture of war torn Berlin after the war totally verschmettered, and that's a better picture, right, of what Mitzrayim looked like after the Makkah's done. I mean, it was the whole empire was brought to its knees. It was devastated. There's thousands of dead people all over the place. People, the people ran out of money. There's animals dead all over the place. There's all of the plants were dying. The place was falling apart. One market, the whole place was falling apart. I once, my wife always teases me about this once in a while. So There's a city in Pennsylvania called Johnstown. Johnstown had a famous flood. Actually, had a few famous floods. But the most famous flood of Johnstown was in the year 1889. So if you go from here to Cleveland, and you detour about 40 minutes, you can go to the Johnstown Flood Memorial. So where's the Johnstown Flood Memorial? So above this, about 13 miles north of the city of Johnstown, Pennsylvania, there's a memorial. There's a river called the Conemaugh River, Conemaugh, Conemaugh River. So Conemaugh River above the town, this Johnstown is on two sides of a valley, and the river goes down the middle. North of the city, once upon a time, there was a dam. And behind the dam, there was this very large lake, which was used for water, was used for recreation, with fishing, etc. So the rich, wonderful people who lived in Pittsburgh and built their summer homes on the banks of Lake Conemaugh weren't very happy that the spillways were taking all the fish away, so they blocked up the spillways. But comes Memorial Day weekend, and it starts raining, and it rains for 3 days straight. And eventually...
They needed to release water?
What?
They needed to release water?
They didn't release water. The water smashed out.
Wow.
The middle of the dam, and eventually the whole dam came out. It says they estimate that the power of the Niagara Falls came through the city. So the level of the water raised, they have pictures of it. They have photos of it. So in the flood memorial they have, you can see, they didn't have movies, but they have movies showing all the stills. They have pictures of the city from beforehand, and they have pictures of the city afterwards. Picture of the city afterwards is a mud flat. Over 2,000 people were killed. For this little dinky town, it was right, and the whole city was raised to the ground. You see the picture afterwards; it's a mud flat. That's all you see. You just see mud. You don't see anything. Because that's Makasdam. That's the picture you're supposed to show to your kids about Makasdam. Not a cup of red water. So I happened to have one of my pet peeves is about when they do these things which like undermine the message. The message of the Makas is the lessons, not just for power but for Klai, like the Ramban said. So when you get it down to red water, like you lost the message. You get it down, the virtual thing, I want you to know Kinei Hashem, it says my kindlach, I want you to know once upon a time Hashem. So the Ramban said, I can keep doing it every time. The Ramban says, Russia's not going to keep doing them. Why do we have constant reminders for Mitzrayim? Because Russia, they're not going to keep doing this every time. I did it once, and I want you to keep reminding your kids about it. So, let's just go back. Imagine the generation was in Mitzrayim. And now, they're giving over to their children the story. He says, my friends, red water. No, they describe what it was like. They describe, the desolation, the devastation, the destruction, right? The death, everything which was taking place. They described the elation of the Klal Yisrael, how they realized the Kadosh Baruch Hu was there, and they saw the power of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they learned. That's what they described to their kids. That's the lesson which we're supposed to keep describing. If you look at the old Haggadahs, some of them they have written by in little letters on top of the Makas, it says like something along the lines of Yesh Laharka Bibir Hamakas Kafi Yacholta. You should expand on the Makas as much as you're able to. What's the problem? The problem is, we sit in Midarshan, Yachem Hershchodesh. We sit in Midarshan on this and that other thing. We get to 10 Makas. We're in a rush already. Because we were about chatzos, the kids are getting tired, the cat can't keep their attention anymore. You get to the Makas, and you're running through the whole thing. The whole story is teaches the lesson of the Makas. That's the purpose of the Haggadah. That's the purpose of the Night of the Seder, to give over this message, these lessons of the Ikrei Emunah. It's like, let's pace ourselves properly. Okay. Now, so the next column, so he's already coming to the power the second time. So this is already not by the Yor, it's not the Boiker, it's not his Yatsev. It's boy, go into power, go into his palace, middle of the day, etc. Now, Pereba Pama Aleph, the first one, there was a powerful, above, greater God who can destroy, who can devastate the God of power. So the Pasuk Lashon is that the Yor will bring out Tzvardeya. The Yor will produce Tzvardeya. So here is the God of Paro sending this Makkah onto Paro. It's like he says, you know, thank you very much. You know, like, you know, that so Bershom Dafka says, what we're going to do right now is if Sharata Yor Tzvardeim, I'm going to use your God to Makkah you. So your God is like so worthless and he's going to listen to me to tell me whatever to do. So that's a God. That God which they hoped to get from him all of the benefits, Nebelam the Royates became an attacker, Klizam Umashkis, and it was used for destruction. You said Li Yari, it's my Yor. Let's see whose it is. First of all, I will bring a mak on it. When he goes to love, and it will bring the tzardim against you. The same way the pasuk used the lashon, the bria, the creation of Hashem, that the water will bring out the life. So the water is going to bring out these tzardim. The water is going to bring out this life to stand on you. So that's what he comes to tell. Come and tell you his message. Now just take a look at the next paragraph. I didn't mark it off. He brings over here. Crocodile, according to the Ben Elchananel, Imaktanim is a frosh, which is a frog, Gadasar Ben Ezra. Umashash Hoy Mishne Min Imaktanim, Nichnosim Alabatim, and Tanurim Gadalim Nishor Beyor Zecharelo. There was crocodiles and there were fish, and there were frogs. So both included in the Makkas that he wants to suggest. Okay? So you get both of them. Now, so this is not. This is not. I skipped to the. This is one. This is already page. This is page 179. This is page 182. Okay. Now, we come to now Orev. So Orev, it says they have the Bereshis. There's not going to be any Orev in Eretz Goshen.
So Kinim doesn't fit into the. It's just a punishment, but it doesn't.
Right, he said Kinim wasn't the purpose of that was so a punishment just for refusing to learn the lessons. Rishnei hate him. Fine. Now Ratzalom Kimakas Damat Sardeya Nimzakam Eretz Goshen. It comes out. It says by order there was nothing in Goshen. Means Damat Sardeya. There wasn't Goshen. V'hizikum Mitzriim Rakshi Sol Nitzulu. The pshat is it was there. It affected the Mitzvah, the Jews were not affected. It didn't go there. The Mitzvah who lived in Goshen, it didn't go to their houses. There's not a perfect Hashkocha. The animals, even though they roam around, etc., they're not going there. Okay. Then it says by Dever, the person's going to differentiate. V'hifla Hashem. So this is showing that Bereshit has perfect, he runs the world. It says by Orev, there's a protection between my nation and your nation. Not only does it affect the human beings, but it affects the animals of Klal Yisrael versus the van and the animals. Their property. Well, you must have Chobanei Yisrael Dover. Nothing's going to. The animals of Christ are protected. The Kinyan of Christ are protected. Pirsha Medrash, Phil Behemah Shayyasub Ya Mitzvi, while you're still tiny, Shayyasub Achelibah Hoysin itself. So the Mitzvahim had an animal. The Jew had a claim that's really my animal. If that was, if the Jew had a claim and it was a valid claim, the animal didn't die, even though it's by Beyond a Mitzri. So what's going on? All these animals in Mitzvahim are dying over here. And this animal, sitting by the Mitzvah's flock, which Jew has a tie on, doesn't die. Well, ma pitom, because it's a Jewish animal. So that was perfect Ashkocha that they saw. Okay, so that was that's what Deborah added on top of Orif. Okay. Now, we move from there into Borat. Kibapamazois. Now, right? Yehdilosh is there. I said, "Rashlisha until Makashev Yelov." He informed Paro, "We're moving now. We're ratcheting it up, my friend." Right? Till now, it was like, you know, it was just like, you know, warming up. There's warm ups. Now we're ratcheting it up. Tachlitoy the Varloy. The third foundation, the Bereshim exists, Bereshim is a Mashkiach, and the Bereshim, there's nothing which can stop him. There's nothing in the world which is like him, nothing which can stop him. He is the only real power which exists. Shagam Shikar Bira Mitzias Hashem Shashem Mashkiach B'Kerivoritz. Hey, Paro Cheshav Shanimsa Oid Elohim Zulosai Asholdim Be'eretz Yerpomim Yenatzah Chesai. Right now, yeah, Kosh Baruch is winning, but you know, maybe something else can fight him at some point in time. So Bereshit says, no. Ki papam azoyz, ani shalech, as koma gev v'sai, ki lavar lecha apina azoyz, before keda ki ein kimoni b'chol oritz. So now we're moving up, there's nothing else. This is the lesson which we're moving in right now. So that's the beginning of Boris. Okay. So that was the warning for Boris. Then Parshas Bo starts with Arba. Lamanta Tabreba's name in Chav. Kime'ez Hotziyom in Mitzrayim. I guess Hiflom. Van Haga Acheres Lasses in my Niflos and Nisim Gluim Mitzmirim Lonisim Mitzorim. So it says, I want to understand that this relationship we're dealing right now, all these things over here, is a different shame. It's not shame shaka, it's not shame alakim, which the obvious had. This is a new and hug of Havaya. Why did I do that? I had three goals. Aleph. The Hani says, "As Mitzrayim, Ba'onshim, Galuyim, Ayarei Apela." It should be open miracles of punishment. I'll say, "Omar, is it sure he's allowed to be Mitzrayim?" Okay, number one, Beis Shikru Malibim Gimel Pina Samuna. She's Bar Ayarei Gimel Sidrei Amakus because she's Bar, like I said before. Veil Zeh Omar Vesos Osus Hashastam Tiba, and the message is the Osus is the message I want you to get. So you're going to say how I dealt with Mitzrayim, the messages that I gave you. It's the same words, but it doesn't mean the same over there. What does it mean? Yisrael already knew. Oh, sorry. Rak Pirsha Yedu Shem Manig Oysam Hanaga Ployis Fin Haga Shem Havaya. Kini Hashem and not Shaka and not Elohim, but there's a Shem Havaya which is total, not limited at all by the Bria. Kayachol Lutzim Benisim Nistorim Apiateva. He could have been, if the goal is to take it out of Mitzrayim, it's very easy. Kvashitim Beleva Melech Mesorim Shev Lishalchim. Your parents say, you know what? I'd like you to go. Okay, wonderful. So they go. If the goal is just to take it out, it's very easy. Why? It's an ace, because, you know, general, you know, the kings don't like getting rid of slaves, okay, but it's an ace nister. But he didn't want that. Like it says, he explained that before. So that's the point of this pasuk is, we see three things that are happening over here. The Anishim of Mitzrayim, the lessons of the penis of Amunah, And the Klai Yisrael should recognize the concept of Havaya of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just a little. I mean, I skipped a lot over here. If you have time to go through Seder. It. What? You
can use this for the Seder now.
If you have time to go through it, every single Likud he brings out that there's a point why this way and not that way, etc.
So why is Barad and Arbe more of a sign that there's nobody but Hashem? Because there's like a new creation, the Barad? I mean,
it's interesting. He doesn't really explain that. At least I didn't see where he explains that. So by Arbe, the point being that it stresses that there was never anything like this before and there will be again, you know.
I guess Bara too, they had the mixture of the fire and the water, according to some opinion, right? So it's not against the worlds of nature.
Right.
I guess in terms of not just how it started, but what it is. Frogs do have a nature, just how it started was the miracle. Okay, it's like a new creation. No, but it's a new creation. Like, just like the Arba never was, like the Bara is the fire and the water to get Ish Mistakachas Vesachavara never happened. I guess, I don't know. It's like a new entity.
Now,
I'm guessing, good. I don't know.
So, I just want to share with you what Hirsch. Hirsch has a totally different approach. I mean, some points overlap. But also, like the Malbim is Goynis, the Hirsch is Goynis also. You know, Hirsch. I didn't put really. There's a piece of Hirsch at the beginning of the parsha, which sets the tenor for what he's going to talk about over here. So let's go back. He said like this. Avraham Avinu was told by the Bris Ben Abasorim, let's go back, right? The Kiger Yezer Achaber told him, Vavodum Bino Samar Bemer Shalom. Klai Yisrael is going to be Gerim, they're going to be alien strangers, like they're all by themselves, nobody's going to protect them, etc. They're illegal immigrants, you know, they throw them out any second, you know, they don't have any rights, they have no rights as citizens, etc. Then Vavodum, they're going to become enslaved. Meanwhile, some and they're going to be afflicted. So, beginning of Parshas Vayera, it says, "We're going to remove you from the burden. That's removing the inui. And we're going to remove the abdus. Okay, so there's three stages of the process of going to Mitzrayim. The first day were Gerim, then they became Avodim, then there was the Koshi Hashiva, the Inui. So Rashi tells us it's going to happen in three stages. The removal was, I would take you out backwards. First, I'll remove the Inui. Then I'll remove the Avdus. And then I will remove the state of being. So he points out, what is the Goyal? Like you have in Parshas Behar, and Parshas B'Kosai, the Goyal was the relative who took care of the we have this downtrodden, down and out person. He sold his property. He sold himself. Comes the girl and redeems him. In Ruth, you have the girl as one who redeems. So the girl is the relative who cares. That's the opposite of a ger. Ger has nobody to take care of him. Ger is all about. He's he's not a person without rights. He's the alien who has. He's the non citizen. The girl is the one who comes along and says, "No, no, no. There's somebody to take care of you. There's somebody who cares about you. So that's cool." So those are the three stages going in. Three stages are coming out. And then the Pesukim continue with Chatzis Chum Nilom, the Rosh will give the Torah, and then he'll give Hesi Yitzchak, will give Eretz Yisrael. He says, but then he says over here, he says, so I didn't put he has a small piece before, he says, Yehuda has Simonim. Okay? So let's look at the Simonim. If you look at the story, it makes sense that there was a division. Right? It says that the number three is an Einish for one and two. Okay. If you look at it, you can see a connection between the three groupings and the three bechinas. Okay, so these were the units of what the punisher which Pius had to go through Mitzrayim. Ubam Chata, and that's what the Mitzrayim did wrong. They put Klai Yisrael in a state of Geirus, state of Avdus, and state of Inui. Kedosim Shal Elo came Kedosim Shal Amakis. We have Nenshu, Geirus, Avdus, Inui. The Mitzrayim got that back to them. Manyakiru, Ki Chasar Shachar, he is Nasusha Malaam Umlo, that which, because the Klai Yisrael is weakened, and therefore they feel they have a right to overpower this nation. So now you're going to feel what it likes to have that feeling. For now. See, he does the division that number one of each set addressed Geirus, number two of each set addressed Abdus, and number three of each set addressed Inui. Okay? So Dam is number one of the first set, Orv is number one of the second set, and Borod is number one of the third set. They're not really owners here. They're just guests. They're just gerim. So why do you think you have more rights than Klal Yisrael? And he's going to go explain it a little bit more. But you think about it. So, you know, if all of a sudden that which you see is like the foundation of your whole right to live here, which is the river, doesn't give you what it needs. So what are you here? The order of its poshut, you know, these animals are chasing you out of your house. There's no safe place. So what are you where's your house, please? I'm running all over the place. I don't have a house. Right? It says, and Borod was a destruction of the land. So they have no land. They have no place to be. So that's those made the Mitzrayim feel what it means to like be gay. So they are Deborah of Arba. Chivspu as Avsus Hayisoid. Hishtisu as Gavas as Nusam Shalom Mishpolim Lavdus. You think you're such powerful beings, right? That you have the rights to lord over somebody else. Okay, so all of it, why? Because you have your property people. You have animals. All the animals die. He says you have crops. All your crops were destroyed by right. It says, and so they, I'm assuming that he means it's because they went into the house, they went into the people. They didn't have their houses, were no longer safe. Kinem was on the body, Shchin was on the body, and Choshech was the very, you know, Chazal say it was possible that the bodies, they were physically couldn't move. So that these were Inuyim, that was physical affliction on the body. Okay. And then Makas Bukharis was the Gula. Now, Sivuk Shalamakas who Afa Kilalon. So he makes three columns. Geirus, Avdus, and Inui. He puts Dam, Orav, and Borod under Geirus, Avdus, etc., Inui, etc. Then if you read it across, it's Dam, Tzerdei, Kinim, Orav, Devrishkin, Borod, Arba, Choshech, Makas Bukharis. Okay, now. Let's take it a step further, he says. The Tzach, this set of Geirus, Avdus, and Inui of the Tzach, Mefakeach, Mishigoyen, Geirus, Avdus, and Inui, this misunderstanding that they put upon Kleisa, that they're going to live through Geirus, Avdus, and Inui, Ayat Gilei Gvuras Hashem B'mayim V'Yabasha. That was in the ground. The land, the water, that's the ground. Adash Mefakeach underdid Mishigoyen Geirus Avdus Inui Ayirei Gilei Gvuras Hashem B'Yoshvea Hachayim Al Ha'aretz. That's on the life which is on the ground. And Orav is on the animals. Deborah is the animals came to affect the people. Deborah the animals died. Shchin the bodies of the people, right? And then Ba'achav Mefakeach Mishigoyen Geirus Avdus Inui Ayirei Gilei Gvuras Hashem B'Mata Ha'aver Hamakif Eretz V'Tashra in the heavens. So comes down from the heavens. Bora, there's Avra flying over there. There's Choshech, and then there's Makas Bukharis. Okay, then he goes and explains each one how he sees exactly the point of Geirus in Dam Orav and Bora. Geirus Gerhu Adam Shashi Yosar Ba'aretz Musnis B'Ritzonav Misavlus Hashalacher. The definition of Geirus is that you're dependent on somebody else's goodwill to have a right to be there. Okay. So, That was, they felt the self-righteousness that we have a right to be here, because they nursed that from the Yor. Because of the Yor, they felt confident they have a right to be there. So therefore they have a right to lord over anybody else. And these arts are built in Tluya b'chaste shemayim. So they had nothing else. They did not depend on anybody else, not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing. They're totally self-sufficient. That's the citizen. I'm the one who's here. Everybody else is coming at my behest. And so it's Makas Adam, Oymer, Hashem, Yitzhim, Li Yarcha, Returning Yachar of Yarcha, Leidel Yala, Babosha, Mamakam Bracha, Vashiksug, Vaisa Yaki, Man Mascha. It's going to kick you out. It's going to spit you out. That which you thought was the right, that you were right to be here, you have such a powerful thing which belongs to you, and therefore you are in control. You're the Toshav. Nah. You're dependent on me. All you are is a ger. As long as I want you to be here. Why aren't there all these wild animals all over the world? Why is it safe for human beings to live in the Hashem made that these animals like going out into the wild and not coming into the city? So therefore you have a place to live. You have a place to be, to settle. Because I said so. Which means you're not really the one who's in control of the settling. That nation, which you thought, they don't have a right to be there the mechitza exists. There the chaya will not have the chutzpah to go to affect anything. The whole world changed. The climate changed. Now, you live in places which have temperate climates. Right? So you can't tell to live in the North Pole. You know, it's very snowy, etc. You know, Antarctica. You know, but in temperate climates where you live, that's a place where a person can settle. So Bershom brings North Pole to Mitzrayim, right? There's not a place where you can. There's a land which is. Says all of these things. Okay, fine. That's the basic idea with it. So they never are avdus. Shtei ashloyos mamala says liman shabalei ha'evet. There's two mistakes. The owners of the vodim think. Adai yedim alehem. Okay, so they believe that they have a right to lord over their avodim. Number one, Hashir shall me shesar liyos adam elyon. Hashir baal kayak baal rechush hayoyir. There is people who believe that they are a, you know, part of racism. You know, which the root of the slave is we're better people. We are a greater race, right? And we have the rechush, and we have the kayach. That's why we have a right to lord over somebody else. V'nei atzardeya, achaya anivcheres. So you learn the sense of that means a frog. Frogs don't run away from people. Chabekas b'nei ha'odom el bitzo v'suf. He runs when he sees people, he's scared, jumps back into the, amongst the reeds. Titush Machbo is going to leave its hiding place. Tafia Azas Ponim Bechol Meguri Adam. Roll into your houses wherever it is. Titu Tala Bechutzbal Geveim Shal Noisei Akeser Begavu. Will jump onto your bodies. So, Veturum Kigam Sheret Zoyer Veshofel Oyer Oyer Mipneim. And will teach them that this lowly animal, lowly sherets, small, is not scared of you. You're lording over somebody, really? Right? Frogs jumping on your head, right? You're lording over somebody. They're not scared of you. And that was the source of their power. The sus was, that's, you know, you came up on this powerful steed and you trampled people. You had the chamor and the gomel, which carried your property. It's a barker, but soy and ikrin, and that was what you plowed with. That's what you got your food from. L'achron yorchel arbes, yes, our plate, which right, comes to arbes and says, you have all these properties, you have all this land, etc. Really, what land? What property? It's all eaten. Kinim shkin choshech, as inu yamakas okevim, shepokta atas gagoof, that went into their bodies, they felt that. Okay. Now, legal part of the next paragraph. Kamer shtei amakas rishonas b'chol kvutza ikran l'lamed bo. The first of each set were for lessons. Rakas imashlishas nitan loynish. The third one was for loynish. Okay, and loybo, shei rishonas ella achra strah mutem, is that they have the warning. Because if its purpose is to teach, I have to explain to you what I expect from you. Loynish, you deserve an loynish. Kamei kain rishonas b'chol kvutza each one starts with a new lesson. So those have to be by the Yor, where that the lesson is. That's not where the source is. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source. So he says some overlap with the Malbim, but he creates his own Gnostic thought process. Okay. This is the one piece. I put in one piece over here from the Moral. So besides what the Moral has in the Chumash, he also has Gevuras Hashem. So in Gevuras, he talks about it. You know, very long piece. I actually had made photocopies of that. And besides, I have the Kedah's Mahalach and the Morales Mahalach. But I think that's going to be a little bit. I ended up saying this, like, you know, three is enough. Okay. So like this. So this piece over here is understanding. It says, the problem is the pasuk says, "Keep a promise." It's an image lech. It's come gave us side. So by borrowed it says, "Now I'm sending everything." So what were the first six, and what to the three afterwards? What's unique about borrowed? Okay, now like this. Kitim sa b'makas elu b'gimel rishonus. If you look at the makas, the first three, lahaya paramayim and shahaya me'es Hashem yisborach. The first three, he grappled with who? What's the source? Kakar lo chatumim shiasu gam. The Khatumim was like, can you do it too? Alright? So they said, yeah, we can do Dam. They did Dam. So they had the Kadusim. Ashevi Layam Makas Kinim. Also, Marat Swilla Kimmi. Klemmer Mes Hashem Maka. Okay? So now, that was the completion of Mati Daki Ni Hashem. It wasn't through Kishuv, because Ni Hashem. So that was the lesson of the first three. That's the one which completed it. Now, comes Paran and says, like he pointed out, that these spread out, they came from Hashem. Yes, yeah, so Hashem has this power over this area. Right? But, you know, the control element he doesn't have. He's not totally in control. They did not see from the first three that Hashem was giving Hashkacha Pratis. To be able to control the details is much more powerful. Much more, that's a greater madrega. So, Oz, Hevilem Seder Hashem Hashem Makas Adash. Adash Omer, being placing Beretz Gershon, the Mount Hidak, Kinesh, and Makarev Ordits. Clemish Yuchel, the Havdel, Bain Dover, Bain Dover, the Dover, Shilkach, Nirish, Hashkachos, and Protis, Lo Clothis. So, you thought the Kosh Brachos Hashkach is Hashkach Clothis. No, it's Hashkach Protis. It says, fine. They did not necessarily understand that there's nothing else. Here we saw that what we, the Russian was here in the land. That there's nothing else that we didn't see. These were makas which never existed like them. That's a so the Russian says, I'm going to Mishaleach, but Pamazoyis is Koma gave a sigh. Pamazoyis doesn't mean Borod. It means in this Seder of Borod, Arba, Choshech, Hamakas, Bechoris, in this unit, now you're going to get it. That's what Koma gave a sigh. That's the Russian. And now I'm taking all the stops to show you that there's nothing else. But how am I doing it? By bringing you things which the Russians, like the Megavos said, the Russians are Megavos. They're not. There's no connection to nature. These are totally beyond. So that's what the Scottish in the third set says. But the flow is that. So you see the role of the Khartoumim in the first set, because they were Machish Kinei Hashem. Finally, by Kinei, they said Etzbalikimi. Okay, now you know Kinei Hashem.
It's interesting. That third was supposed to be the Onish, but that's when he got the lesson. The first two are...
Right, see, he's only one
of the
first two. He doesn't say it's an Anish. Right?
So, but I mean, the Psukim say that he got the lesson in the third...
In the third Malka.
Even though, the Malbim kind of sees it as the Anish, but he actually learned the lesson from...
Right. So the Malbim says... Now, the truth is, I have to tell you a funny thing. It always hit me very funny. If you were Paro, and you believe this is Kishuv, what would you ask the Mechashim to do?
To stop it.
Right? They should make more dam? Like, well, that's stupid. Right? More tzradeya? That's stupid. Right? That wasn't power's issue. The power's issue was, I want to know, you're proving me that a power can do this thing. Well, we can also do this thing. So I want to, I'm involved in the lesson aspect over here. I want to understand, is what's happening over here something which proves an existence of a God or not? So can you do this? Yes, we can do this. Oh, doesn't prove the existence. Right. See, he was involved in the philosophical question, but that was more important to him than the Maka yes, Maka no. Because this the Russians, he was grappling with Mi Hashem, Hashem Makarlo. Does he exist? So I need a good proof. So he says, I'm willing to lie with my Mechashim as far as his mind, thinking maybe he could remove it, because that's more important to me. I want to know, is this something which they can create? It's a fascinating thing.
Yeah, just interesting that it's Hashem kind of wanted it to fail in the first, until the lesson to Paro wasn't successful in the first two Makos, because in terms of...
Right, so you know, even though, like, the Malibu reversed, they felt really these were, they could really, he should have, there was no comparison between the, well, you know, if you wanted to see the difference, there was differences. Right? But he didn't want to see the differences. But the lesson was finally hit home by the third one. So it would be interesting to think about, is there something in Shkin which parallels, you know, in the Tzach, you have that element. So the second set is to teach Hashkocha. So why do we need three? So according to the Malbim, the goal is two Adim, as he puts it, and the third one was an Arnish. So that's why you need three. According to the Morale, that's not what's happening. It's the point is the lesson is building up to the third one and finally gets the lesson across all the way. Right? So there's something. There's mostly something in Shkin that order of, with all of this idea that you know, animals wander all over the place and punked it, they don't go to Gershon. And the Devra, that the animals didn't die, Shkin did something more than that. I'm not sure what, you know. And then, in the last set, it's very easy. Can't come in and call the Oritz. You know, Borod is pretty impressive, and the Arb is pretty impressive, and the Kosh is pretty impressive. Max Bukharis is really impressive. You know, like, it finally, the lesson was finally driven home that the whole source of Chiyus and everything, there's nothing, you can't hold on to life. You can't hold on to anything. There's nothing which you have control over. There's no power in the world which can stop. All of the, the Chazal say that all of the Getchkas melted and they popped, you know, and everything. There's like nothing, etc. Okay. Now, I just want to point out one thing. I mean, the flip side really was that the Mitzrayim were grappling with, they were denying, they were kafirim. They were denying the existence of Hashem. And even that they were denying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the world, and he runs the world. They're denying that he's the only power. There's other powers. These are the three fears that they were grappling with, and these are the answers to the three fears they were grappling with. Okay.